This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovey Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper.
Whew. Yep.
We just had, Trevor, Derek and I just had maybe the most colorful conversation we've ever had for about 4 minutes.
Ever?
Ever.
And wow, I can't even, I don't even want to imagine what that consisted of.
It was from a tweet earlier today that I texted you, and we're not going to bring it, It was a tweet that I saw earlier today, and yeah, we'll go from here. But boy, Derek was like, okay. Like, I think he was scared. Like, I think he was ready to leave the room. I'm like, oh, wait, stay. I need you for the last hour. All right.
Also, I can understand why calls drop on this. This is crappy. I feel like I'm yelling into a tin can to hear you.
Does it sound bad?
I mean, I'm on, like, wireless AirPods, and it sounds like, you know, you're like, you know how it sounds when you're talking to a fan? It sounds like that's what you sound like right now.
It's just 2020.
Don't get me started.
That's what it is. Somebody did send today. Who was that? Somebody put out on Twitter today that let's try to make the end of 2020 great. Let's rally. And I gave the old hashtag rally hats. Let's just don't throw the towel in on 2020 yet, even though it's the most pathetic year so far of my life in 49 years, but I do have a 50th birthday in October. Let's rally, baby. Rally hats. Let's go. Let's figure it out.
I mean, on a serious note, though, I mean, like, if we all learn to enjoy life more from Corona and we end racial injustice, is 2020 really a bad year?
No, it would be. I saw another tweet today that said maybe this was the wake up we needed. More people are eating at the dinner table with their families. You know, now, granted, no, that's easy to say when I'm still working. Now, if I was without a job,
that's true,
then I wouldn't sit here all plumb and go, oh, yeah, it was a great learning lesson for me. I didn't have a job for 3 months. I mean, so that's why we don't talk about this stuff, because there's always two sides to it, and we need to stick to sports is what we need to do. So let's stick to sports. Now, I want to have Derek tell you what happened to the Cardinals in his simulation before you get rolling on yours.
Do we have to?
Yep.
Okay, Trevor, just to even the score here, on the first simulation, favorite team was selected as the Cardinals. The franchise user was selected as the Cardinals. So I went in today, I turned on my PS4, and I saw Orioles, and I was like, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Set it as the Cubs.
Do they even have a player that they would put on there as, you know, like, their face? Nah. Is it the dude that hits like 040? What's his name?
Oh, Chris Davis.
The Cardinals
other, the
wanted
other Chris Davis.
Yeah, the other Chris Davis.
I think he's just Cal Ripken.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
I don't know. Who it is.
It's Boog Powell because he's got good barbecue in right field.
So set as the Cubs, ran the simulation through June 3rd up until June 4th. The Cardinals are 20-42.
Whoa!
The worst hitting team in baseball, fewest runs, fewest home runs. Dexter Fowler's hitting 302 with 8 bombs,
of course.
Nobody else has even made contact, apparently.
I could see that happening with the Cardinals offense.
Minus Fowler, yeah.
Well, right. No, I can't see that happening at all. There's not
Wait,
one
are they,
thing.
Are they in last?
They're in last.
Ugh. Wow.
First place in the Central for somehow, some way. The Brewers are 42-20. Wow. And I was going to wait and hold that out by giving you the good news first. The Cubs are 38-25.
Woo!
Couple quick DL stints for Chris Bryant, but they've held in there strong. So,
did your friend ever text back, best looking, Bryant or Bader?
She said it was Bader and it wasn't close.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what to make of that. But.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's stay out
of that. Must be into hair.
Must be. Or speed. Maybe she's into speed. That might be it. All right, so here's the good news, though, Trevor.
I'm not touching that one.
That's a great call. The good news is that Derek simulated that with the Cubs doing well and the Cardinals doing bad, but we're not using his simulation.
Yeah, it wasn't
today.
On record today.
So that was off the record.
I see. So when the Cardinals finish in last, it's off the record.
Correct. Because you guys...
We had already determined this was your day. This is your day.
Yeah.
I didn't have a vote in that. You two decided, and so...
You're right.
As the, kind of the teacher here, I'm going with, I'm old. I'm the commissioner. I'm old. So I'm going to go with, it was going to be Trevor's day anyway. So on the cumulative, we got to stick with Trevor. So now I'm really fired up to hear what happened on your simulation. Did you make the Cubs your team?
No, I made the Mariners my team.
Hmm.
Because I was just trying to think of a comparable cruddy team to Baltimore, but Derek already picked Baltimore, so I went with Seattle.
I like it.
Just as a quick note, Seattle is 19-42. So picking Seattle as my favorite team is not as fifth of them any in the AL West.
So really, having the guy on the cover and picking your favorite team really doesn't make much of a difference, is what we're finding out on these simulations.
Well, no, and not with Javi Baez in this one either, which I'll get to in a little bit. I'll run through a few of the division standings real quick. In the AL West, the Angels went 40-22 and won the division. The Astros were right behind them at 35-27. In the AL Central, Derek, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure this was almost the record the White Sox had both yesterday and the day before. They went 37-25 by sim.
Sounds about right. Hmm. I think I had them at 35 wins yesterday, so in that range.
And once again, I will clue you in that they did the best of any of our area teams.
Wow.
So I'm not sure what's going on there.
So they won the AL Central.
They did.
I like it.
It was a 50-game season. The Indians finished right behind them, and the Twins were only a game above 500 at 32-31. Mm. The AL East always seems to play out exactly like we think it does. Yankees had 40 wins. Rays were 32-32 right behind them. Everybody else was below 500. The NL West, the Dodgers were far and away the best team. They went 42-19.
Wow.
I think that's the best record of anybody in the sim. The D-backs went 32-30, but they didn't make the wild card. NL East, the Nationals went 35-26, and then the Braves were in second, and they went 30-33 again.
Okay. Dansby Swanson. It's the Dansby Swanson.
Marcell Ozuna's new.
That's
new
what it is. That's what it is.
The defensive grade is way down.
It must be the combination of Swanson and Ozuna that's getting it done.
His negative 10 WAR has dropped the Braves 10 games. So that's that's exactly what it is.
Well, that was Brett Cecil's negative 10 runs allowed WAR.
His RAR.
So in the playoff picture, in the AL, it would have been the Indians and the Astros in the wild card. And then they'd take on the Yankees and then the White Sox versus the Angels in the other division series.
I would be excited about that because Albert and Mike Trout.
And Rendon,
that's right. But just getting to watch Mike Trout finally.
True.
I'd be all excited about that. That's pretty cool. By the way, back to Ozuna, do you think he's going to wear a lime green arm cover this year? Or will he change that now that he's in Atlanta? Probably not.
I don't have an opinion on that one.
If you wore lime green in St. Louis, that makes no sense.
With red.
So, all right, I'll let you keep going.
Wear like a fuchsia or something down in Atlanta.
Right. All right, so how about the NL then? You got the Nationals winning the East, Dodgers in the West, and then how about the Central?
The Central's got both of the wild card teams and the best team in the NL other than the Dodgers in it.
Wow.
This team came out of I feel like the Reds are going to have a boom or a bust, because in my sim, the Reds are in first place and went 43-20.
Wow.
They're like six games ahead of a team in second.
Okay.
So the Reds were far and away the best team. And you've got the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Brewers. Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers in that order with 34, 33, and 32 wins. So the Cardinals went 34-28. The Cubs went 33-29. And the Brewers went 32-30.
So we get a Cubs-Cardinals showdown in the wild card game.
So the NL playoff picture in my sim is Cards, Cubs in the wild card game in St. Louis.
Yes.
Well, I mean, no fans, but in St. Louis. And then Reds, Nationals, and then whoever wins the Cards-Cubs series goes Dodgers.
The Cardinals have gone that path before and been fine.
So now I got a bunch of Cards notes and a bunch of Cubs notes.
Okay, here we go. Let's go. Let's start with the Cardinals, because I want to bury the Baez till the end.
Okay,
is Fowler
the
or Silver Slugger?
Dexter Fowler is hitting .301 with five home runs and 20 RBIs.
What? How is he? Did he? Is he a programmer on MLB The Show? Maybe that's what he's doing these days instead of hitting batting practice. He's just programming. All right, so Dexter Fowler's going to have a breakout year, kids.
And, Derek, you said he hit, what, .302 in your sim?
Yeah.
Wow.
.301 in mine.
Incredible. Okay.
Yeah, so watch out for Dexter Fowler.
Yeah.
The Cardinals were above .500, both at home and on the road, but they were 8-14 against the NL Central.
Ooh.
So that was their biggest weak spot.
Okay.
They won six in a row, but then lost 5 of 6 right before I stopped simming.
All right.
At one point, they were almost catching the Reds for first, but then they lost 5 of 6 to close out the 50-game slate.
They brought Cecil.
The worst record they had is they're 1-5 against the Reds. That was my note.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who won the division. So that's basically the difference between first and second with the Reds and the Cardinals. The weird one was Adam Wainwright, when I checked, was in the bullpen.
Huh. You know what?
I would have thought that last year.
Had a 2 ERA, and Waino got bumped to the long man.
Yeah, well, there was talk last year of Waino going to the bullpen. I could
maybe see, even as the bullpen coach.
You're right. Yeah, right. Why don't you just coach and play a little bit, Rogers Hornsby? I could see. I swear when I say this, I could see Waino being in the bullpen this year. Not to start. Like, but if he would go out his first 4 or 5 games, and you can just tell he doesn't have it.
I would hope not.
Maybe they would ship him to the bullpen and bring in, like, Ponce de Leon or somebody like that to fill that role and just say, all right, Waino. And I mean, maybe he gets to the point of one of two ways. Maybe he gets to the point where it's like, okay, you're now our Todd Wellemeyer.
Oh, no. That's disrespect.
So if we're down 7-1 or up 7-1, you're going to throw. Otherwise,
that's the Brad Thompson role.
Yeah, right. He's Brad Thompson. Like, in other words, you're not. He's going to fill Brad Thompson's TV role. That's excellent.
Fair.
But either that or they Waino gets to the point with his age that he's only effective for one inning. And so maybe he's kind of a setup guy from the right side where you bring him in the 7th or 8th, he throws that wicked curve, what, 6 to 10 times, and then he's out. Like, he can only go the one inning. I could see this happening with Adam Wainwright. So I think they're on with that.
Well, you sound a lot more willing to accept that reality than Derek does.
Yeah, do you remember the Nationals start at home last year?
I know, he was incredible.
Or all of his starts at home last year, actually.
I tell you what, though. If Adam Wainwright can come back and do that again, then just build him a statue. Because that, to me, was one of the more out-of-body things I've ever seen in my life, is Adam Wainwright. I had zero expectations for him last year, and he was your best pitcher. It was incredible.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Jack Flaherty, really good. But yeah, Waino was incredible.
He was. They need him in that rotation. I'd be nervous if he's in the bullpen.
Yeah, and I think the only reason he'd be in the bullpen is because it just went swimmingly bad.
And the weird part is, in the sim, his ERA is 3.5.
Huh. Even.
So it's not like he was terrible. It didn't look like, I didn't do a deep dive, but it didn't look like he was getting lit up for 7 or 8 runs a game. It just looked like Ponce de Leon was better. So that might have just been a computer thing. I'm not really sure.
I got something for you guys. If they only play a 50 or 60 game schedule, how, like, let's bring up Waino. Let's keep rolling with this example. Let's say his first three starts are bad. Like, he doesn't get out of the fourth inning in any one of them. Is there a quick trigger deal this year because you're only playing 50, 60 games? So, like we talked about, 162 games, you may let Waino kind of die on the hill, if you will, for eight. You know, okay, we're going to give you another start. We'll give you one more. Okay, we saw some. We'll give you one more. Now, with such a condensed season, if, like, let's say John Lester, you know how last year John Lester would all of a sudden give up eight or nine runs in one inning, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Oh, I'm aware.
So if let's say Lester or Waino, these guys, let's say they come out and they're just really bad their first three starts, is there a quick trigger to the point where you're like, we can't afford to have Adam go out for another game? Because now, I mean, what if you play 50 games, do my percentage here. If he starts, he would start 10 games, essentially. Can you afford to have five horrible starts from Adam Wainwright before you finally say, all right, we've lost five of your games, we can't continue to do this? That'll be something to actually look for if the season does, well, it will play a condensed schedule if they actually play. I don't know. It was just a thought.
In the Cardinals situation, though, I mean, you're right, though. On the Cardinals situation, though, the thing is you have guys in the bullpen that could step in.
Very
true. If Lester
true.
Struggles, I mean, what's my option? Chatwood?
Yeah.
I'd rather just let Lester struggle.
Tyler Chatwood could still, in a 50-game season, break the walks record if you let him.
Come on.
I'm sorry. But you're right.
People love the dog, Tyler Chatwood.
You are right. You speak to that. Whereas the Cardinals hitting is really an issue. They're pitching. They have so much major league depth pitching, whether it be starter or reliever. I mean, they have set themselves up on that end. They would definitely be able to withstand a slow start from one of their starters.
One of them, you would. But then, see, you got the uncertainty with Carlos Martinez. If for some reason both of them aren't going,
you're in trouble.
Then you're
bring up
hurt a little bit.
Bring up Libertor or whatever.
Ah,
but if you do that,
got to bring his buddy.
You got to bring the buddy up.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now.
We had to go that route. Okay, any other pitching notes? How about Flaherty?
Okay, so the best on the staff is actually Carlos Martinez.
Mm.
He has a 3.21 ERA, a 5-2 record, and almost 100 strikeouts.
He's back.
He's back, baby.
Oh, he bounced back in a big way. The worst on the staff is by far Dakota Hudson, who has an ERA of 5.53 and is 1-6.
Yikes.
See, that last start of the year against Atlanta, he just hasn't fired back. No, it wasn't against Atlanta, against the Nationals, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got lit up.
Yep.
So Carlos Martinez can't chew this year, though, because there's no spitting. So maybe that was the key.
I don't know if the game factored that in or not, but that definitely seems like it could be one of the keys. By the way, just a side note, Brett Cecil did not make the roster in this alternate universe either, so we're all good there.
Okay, that's perfect. All right.
I'm going to move to hitting.
Wait, what did Flaherty do? Do you remember?
He was right in the middle, so I think he was like 3.50 ERA. I think it was 4-4.
Okay.
Nothing spectacular, but nothing bad. The notable was that Carlos is better than Flaherty was.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I had my hot take on.
I think Gallegos was the closer, not Hicks, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because Hicks, I don't even know if they only play 50 games. Is he even going to be ready? Of course.
Is it August when he's supposed to be back?
Yeah. Of course, not like. If you're hurt, not like you could only sit out game. Now all of a sudden his recovery begins now because they've started playing. That was dumb of me to say, but it'll be interesting when this starts. That might actually be an advantage for the Cardinals because they may get Jordan Hicks back, kind of like the Blues get Vladdy Tarasenko back. I'm glad you brought that up, Trevor. Now I'm smiling.
Wow, anything I can do to bring that Cardinal smile to your face. This will not bring a smile to the face of the Bader fan club because he got benched for Lane Thomas, who is hitting .284 with 8 bombs.
Boom.
So not a bad year for Lane Thomas.
LT. Think about it. Lawrence Taylor.
About it.
LaDainian Tomlinson. Lante.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Wes.
A long pantheon there of LP.
Wes and Leroy said, Trevor, can you look up Dennis Eckersley's save percentage and ERA when he moved to the bullpen?
Okay, all right.
He's like, I had to give Lon a hard time waiting for that question, Lon. I can't do that to you today. You don't have... Oh, he's actually looking it up.
Are you? No, I'm not.
I was like, wow. All right, I'll shut up now.
I could, but... Okay, Paul DeJong is hitting 200, but he's got 12 home runs, so it seems like he's either striking out or hitting a home run.
Okay.
Now, here's the last and huge development for the Cardinals.
Development.
So keep in mind, they went 34-28, 6 games back of the Reds, and they were 1-5 against the Reds. But the biggest development by far, Paul Goldschmidt was hitting 286 with 8 home runs halfway through this sim.
Uh-oh.
He tore his ACL.
Oh.
A boring player like that.
For the season, and Ronel Ravelo hitting 218 in his stead.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Okay, I don't like this sim all of a sudden. Goldschmidt.
I mean, you finished in second and you're hosting the wild card game, but it seems like you might have been able to win the division if he didn't go down.
That's true. He's too much of a boring player to, like, tear an ACL, right? Like, what would he do to tear an ACL? It's not like he's doing flips or diving after balls, although he is good defensively. All right, so how about the Cubbies?
Okay, so the Cubs finished right behind the Cardinals, 33-29. They're 22-10 at Wrigley, but 12-19 away from Wrigley.
Yeah.
They have the worst road record in the division, and that's even including the Pirates, who were just dreadful.
Okay.
So the Cubs really struggled away from home. They had an 11-game winning streak to pull them back into the race to end this sim. It literally ended with them winning 11 in a row.
That's a fifth-year season.
So at one point, the Cubs were, if I'm doing my math, 22-29, and now they're 33-29.
Okay.
So they've won 11 in a row. Cardinals lost 5 of 6, and Goldie's on the shelf with a torn ACL. This is going to go well in the
Sounds
wild card.
Like yeah. Right. Oh, man.
Every ERA on the Cubs staff is under 4. None of them spectacular, but all under 4. Darvish had the best with 2.62 ERA and a 9-3 record.
Wow.
Derek, you'll appreciate this one because David Ross apparently came to his senses in this sim. Brandon Morrow has been called up as the closer with a 0.98 ERA with Kimbrel in the setup role.
There you go.
Huh.
There you go.
Ross finally came to his senses there.
You know what I thought
Learned.
Of? When you said the Cubs were this at home and this away, on this game that you guys do this, I wonder if you could play every regular season game in, like, London to where they're playing in front of not their fans, right? That'd be kind of a cool thing. I don't think that's a feature.
I mean, I think there's different, like, correct me if I'm wrong, Derek, but I think there's, like, classic stadiums you can play at, right?
Yeah. Minor league stadiums, too, that you could choose.
Or if you just play...
You couldn't program that for an entire season to play it like a neutral
site.
No, you'd have
to play every game.
You'd have to play every game at the Rays stadium.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that would... There's no fans.
That's not a neutral site. That's like a negative site.
Hey, for $10, you can get a big cup, and you get unlimited Pepsi or Mountain Dew the entire game. That was kind of cool. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're practicing for your usher days down there.
Yeah, I'm already practicing. Already. All right, so pitching, you Darvish dominated. What was Lester again?
Lester was right below 4. He had a sub-500 record, but he had a few of those explosive outings, but he didn't completely crash and burn.
Fair enough. All right, how about hitting?
So on the hitting side, Bryant is by far the best hitter. He's hitting .322 with 14 bombs.
He's a stud.
Schwarber, however, leads the NL in home runs with 18. He had 45 driven in. He's only hitting .220, but he took home the NL home run crown.
Mm.
Rizzo only has 5 home runs, but he's batting .337.
Wow.
Which makes no sense.
He's turned into Joey Votto.
He's choking up with one strike.
Right.
Okay, now here's the two weird ones that make me just want to quit this sim and delete it. Ian Happ is hitting .387.
What?
The highest average of any MLB player in the game, and yes, he's starting.
Okay. Who's he starting
for? I mean, that's not angering me, but that just makes no sense.
What would he be starting, second base?
He's starting at second in lieu of Jason Kipnis, who's on the bench.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
But 387?
That's incredible. That's Ty Cobb. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Rogers Hornsby's the last guy, what, he had 402, I think. He was approaching the 400 mark, the Tony Gwynn, you know, approach.
If only that 11-game win streak could have been continued. We have no idea what height Ian Happ would reach.
Would have finally had another 400 hitter in baseball.
Mm. I'm going to leave you on this one.
Yeah, baby.
Javi Baez is hitting 220 with three home runs.
Three?
And 12 RBIs.
What?
In 300 at-bats.
12 RBI and 300 at-bats.
He is by far the worst position player on the Cubs offensively.
Or in baseball, for that matter.
Quite possibly.
How can a game that features him on the cover, every simulation we have done. Do you remember, Derek, on yours that you did that we're not counting? Do you remember what Baez hit?
In today's?
Yeah.
I didn't check that one.
How could every simulation, and we know, people, this is only a simulation. We're bored. We have nothing to talk about. But how could every simulation have Javi Baez hitting between 200 and 220? 12?
And his face is on the cover.
When you said 12 RBI, I thought then you were going to say he only played 10 games.
No. I mean, this was by far the worst. At least in Derek's, he had like 10 home runs once. He had three home runs and 12 RBIs, and he started every game.
Can you imagine Javi Baez playing 50 games and only having 12 RBI? You'd be like, what? Oh, my. All right, buddy. Well, that was a good simulation then. Cardinals still ahead of the Cubs. But both teams making the playoffs. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
I almost,
but you basically are sans Javi Baez and sans Goldschmidt.
Okay. I almost want you to finish out the simulation in the playoffs since the Cubs and Cardinals.
I'm sitting here toggling around on the screen right now. You want me to do it?
Do it. Let's see who wins the game between the series between the. Well, no, it'd just be a game, right?
Well, but it's not formatted that way.
Right.
So it's not like it's actually a 50 game season on the game. I just stopped 50 games in.
Yeah, just finish it.
Okay, we'll talk for a minute because it's probably going to take like 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, so let me ask you, Derek, then. On yours, you can't set it up to where you only play 50 games. You just have to stop it after 50.
You could go in and
could you doctor
the
up
season.
Okay.
You can't doctor the schedule, so it'll make the schedule for you.
Got it.
Went in on the 162. I think you can have the option and do like an 80-game season or could you go down to 50? I'm not sure. But yeah, we're simming through the date. The current date, so
fair
that's
enough.
What we're trying to figure out.
Can you doctor the playoffs? Like, can you start with a clean slate? Like, in other words, when you start the game and you can just go to playoffs and you can actually punch in all of the teams. Does that make sense?
Is there like a postseason mode?
Yeah, like, yeah. So like, for instance, tomorrow, if you did your sim tonight and then you took your cumulative, you'd have to get Trevor's, and you did your cumulative and figured out who the teams would be in the playoffs, mm-hmm. if then you could go in and just put those in and then play the...
You've been able to do that in some games past. I'm not sure if that's been the show or MVP baseball, which is...
I think MVP you could.
Was the greatest game.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. I mean, I played the one until I was like 40.
Yeah.
The one with Miguel Tejada on the front.
Right.
Miguel Tejada. Who was the other guy on the cover?
With Tejada?
Yeah.
Was it Randy Johnson?
Yes. Randy Johnson and Miguel Tejada.
The D-backs.
That's awesome.
So Javi Baez has gone from 2018, finishing second in the MVP only to Yelich. He had 34 home runs, 111 RBIs, and hit 290. Last year, he played 138 games, was banged up towards the end of the
year.
That's
right.
Remember that four-game sweep? I know Trevor remembers it. In Wrigley, the Cardinals, when Baez wasn't playing, but still finished 29 home runs, 85 RBIs, 281. And now he's getting no respect.
Three homers and 12 ribbies. Lante stats, essentially, although I couldn't hit three. All right, Trevor.
Hang on, we're getting there.
I do love the fact, or not love the fact, the only thing that's confusing to me in this entire thing, because everything else is kind of played out a little bit. I mean, every once in a while you're like, really? I mean, maybe the Reds are that good. That'll be fun.
I think the Reds could be that good.
They could be. But the thing that is so strange, there's two, is Dexter Fowler.
Can't explain that one.
Hitting above 300 for the Cardinals and Javi Baez barely hitting above 200 for the Cubs. That's the two flaws to these simulations. Exactly. The outlier flaws.
We've run now three simulations and Dexter Fowler hasn't hit lower than 288.
That's incredible.
280 or whatever it may be.
Well,
and up to this point in a Cardinals uniform, he's hit 216, and I'm pretty sure in spring training he was hitting under 100.
Yes, he was like 0-for-19 at one point. I don't know. Hey, I'm not.
He's had a lot of time to fix his swing.
Yeah, so. I'm not going to get mad at him if he wants to hit 300 for the Cardinals. I will not get mad at him for that. So no, I'm not going to do it. All right, Trevor.
It made me stop at the trade deadline, and it's announcing every trade. I'm just going to shuffle through them as quick as I can.
All right.
I see here that the Cubs traded Wilson Contreras to the Phillies for Aaron Nola.
Oh, wow. Oh. Got a pitcher.
That's a blockbuster trade.
I don't know
what
that's about.
Well, you need pitchers.
Keep going. Josh Bell got acquired by the White Sox.
Ooh.
In exchange for that first baseman they just drafted, Vaughn.
Did the Cardinals get Arenado? That's all I care about.
I don't see the Cardinals popping up on my notable.
They need a first baseman.
Here.
Oh, that's right. Could Arenado play first? With Goldie out?
Yeah. I mean, he's a heck of a third baseman, so put him on the other corner. I'm sure he'd be okay. But
Tommy Edman can catch a ball, can he?
Can we get Luke Boyd back?
Matt Carpenter would be your first baseman. He'd be your first baseman. Mm-hmm. Tommy Edman would be out of a day job, unless he's in the corner outfield.
We're here, boys.
Uh-oh.
To the postseason. Let's see what the picture looks like. On the AL side, you've got the Twins and the A's. Well, the A's must have really come back in the wild card. And whoever wins that takes on the Yankees.
Okay.
And then you've got the Angels and the Indians. So the Indians actually overtook the White Sox and knocked them out of the playoffs completely.
Dang. Now Jeremy quit listening.
And then on the NL side, you've got the Braves. So the Braves came back and overtook the Nationals, taking on the Dodgers. And then you got the Reds, the Cubs, and the Cardinals.
Wow.
So it's still Cubs Cardinals in the wild card game.
Can you just play the first one wild card game?
Yeah, hang on.
By the way, we're about ready to set a record for the longest segment ever.
The anticipation.
Yeah, this
result is
of something that's not even real. This is what COVID-19, are you listening? Oh, I like that sigh.
Beep, 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 beep. That's me hanging up.
Uh-huh.
The Cardinals won the game 8-7.
Yes!
Wow.
Tell me Yadi Molina hit a bomb off your boy Kimbrel again to win it.
It looks like Hendricks started instead of Darvish. Don't get that one. Let's see who. Oh, of course. Ronhel Ravelo had a hell of a game. 3-for-4, 4 RBIs.
Yeah, baby!
Knew it all along.
Don't be bitter.
And this is perfect. I'm just going to hang up after I say this. You ready?
Yep.
Javier Baez, 0-for-4.
That is Trevor Valise right there. Trevor Valise. Did he actually hang up? He did.
He did, yeah.
He hung up.
True to his word.
That's fun. Listen, if you're, maybe that wasn't fun for some people listening, but I thought that was fun. I think that's excellent. Simulating MLB The Show, Javi Baez stinks, Dexter Fowler's incredible, and in the end, the cream rose as the Cardinals won the playoff game over the Cubs. I cannot state it enough how excited I am tonight to celebrate the Cardinals beating the Cubs in the playoffs. Let's do it. Let's go. All right, we are way overdue for a break. When we come back, we can still get one in. We asked for your sport's great escape. And an example would be what we're doing is we're putting everything back to normal. So right now everything's back to normal. There's no pandemic, there's no unrest in America, and you can select any athletic event that you'd want to go to, maybe one that you've been to, maybe a Cubs-Cardinals game at Wrigley, maybe a Cubs-Cardinals game at Busch, or Indy 500, maybe Bristol for the Food City 500, or maybe the Masters.
College basketball, yeah. Masters here in the fall.
We got a great one from somebody about an Illinois basketball game that's good. So essentially, even though we literally are not going to do this, Derek and I are going to give you on this great escape, we're going to give you the money to do it, and you're going to be able to sit front row for whatever sporting event that you would love to go to. So the world has returned to normal. You can pick it. Like for me, might be a Ryder Cup overseas. That would be fun for me. Okay. So that is something you can do. And if you want to add into it, you can do a pregame or a postgame, or not pregame, postgame. I'm so used to saying that. Well, pregame, I guess it is. What would you do to lead up to the event and after if you want to? But give us your ideas, 359-2255. We've got a few already. So 359-2255, we'll tackle those when we return. It is The Drive.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
My old washing machine needs another repair. Let me rephrase that. My 3-year-old washer needs repaired again. I'm beyond frustrated. This was not a cheap washer. All I've had is issues and parts are hard to get. Does anyone make a quality washing machine anymore?
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has just what you're looking for.
What is it?
You need a Speed Queen.
Speed Queen? I've heard of those. Aren't they in laundromats?
At Dick Van Dyke, we have Speed Queen washers made for residential use. They are built to last with metal parts, not cheap plastic. Best of all, they're built in the USA. In fact, right here in the Midwest.
Perfect. So, if I do need a repair, it's easy to get. Does it have the Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan?
That's right. And Speed Queen is in stock and on sale now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Big Grove Tavern is now open for patio service. 7 nights a week and brunch service too on Saturdays and Sundays. Great steaks, burgers, seafood, and vegetarian options, plus some of the best cocktails anywhere with excellent wines and craft beer. Give Big Grove a call at 239-3505, email sales@biggrovetavern.com, or check out their Facebook page. Everyone is welcome at Big Grove. Big Grove, big flavor.
Right now, more than 125,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works around the clock to find them the permanent, loving homes they deserve. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now open 7 days a week at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. Head in, check out their newly redesigned floor plan with their selection of buy one, get one free t-shirts, along with other items from top brands such as Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in town, head down to Game Day Spirit, 1602 South Neal Street in Champaign. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging paths around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1- and 2-bedroom units. You should check them out at Baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
See the showroom top 10. Designer Shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Here's Caitlin, who tried the fresh fast meal kits from Mia's Oz.
My family and I really enjoyed the fresh pasta meal kit that we got. I was able to pick it up very easily, took it home, and everything was ready to go with instructions inside for me. My kids were able to help me out with it as well, and anytime they get to help in the kitchen, they absolutely love it, and they eat even better. So we really loved it, and we look forward to trying another meal kit next time.
Mia's Oz at Wright and Green, next to the alma mater in Campus Town.
Crisis Nursery creates an island of safety dedicated to the prevention of child abuse and neglect by providing 24-hour emergency care for children and support to strengthen families. Join us on Friday, June 5th for our 27th annual dinner and auction. We're going virtual this year. Sheltering in place means the show must go online. We've got a fun new take on heads or tails, a silent auction, your chance to win $5,000 cash, and more. Without this event, the nursery would lose more than 3 months of 24-hour crisis care, heavily impacting our services. Visit crisisnursery.net and be sure to like us on Facebook to get more information. We hope you'll join us on Friday, June 5th.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper alongside. Just chatted with Trevor Valise. I hope you enjoyed that. Another simulation on ESPN The Show. We'll do another tomorrow. We presume or assume. We just went through that this week. I presume.
Presume because we know.
Yeah.
We think we know.
We think we know. So I presume that Hans D will be here tomorrow with all who you got. We had Pat Chambers on last week, the Penn State basketball coach. I'm just going to throw it out right now. We do not have someone of that ilk coming on tomorrow. So we don't mean to disappoint you, but
fine.
I'd rather get the disappointment out of the way. Unless possibly another Big Ten coach heard this, maybe we get a rebuttal from Juwan Howard talking about how Chambers hit below the belt. That's what we should have done this week. We should have sent that interview to the SID at Michigan and said, we're having fun. Pat joined us. Can Juwan join us for a rebuttal on Pat Chambers hitting him behind the below the belt? I think that would have been, that's my fault. Let's blame Trevor.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do that, too.
We'll blame Trevor on that one.
We need Brad Underwood to defend himself, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. Maybe Brad could come on tomorrow. Maybe we could get him a, like he fought his way back through the loser's bracket. Let's say, maybe. Well, we'll see. All right, so we'll do who you got tomorrow. Maybe some more information on Major League Baseball. It may come down to the commissioner saying, here's what you're doing. All right, let's get to these, and then I'll save mine for the end. But you're going to read. We've had quite a few, so maybe only read, I don't know, maybe a handful of them. But let's go quick, and we'll go through them.
Yeah, for your sports great escape, always texting Charlie, says pints at the Red Lion Pub, then off to Manchester United versus Liverpool in Manchester, biggest rivalry in sports worldwide.
I think that would be fun to watch, even as a non-soccer fan, to be able to go to the pitch, especially after you've had a few pubs, you've visited a few pubs and had a few beers. I think that would be cool to go watch that and have and kind of soak in that atmosphere would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Randy in Urbana says Ohio State at Oregon September 12th would be a great time.
Ooh, that would be. Going out to Oregon, beautiful out there.
We have a basketball one.
This is
Illinois,
classic.
Iowa part three in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament.
Love that one.
I would love to be there.
Love that one. Who you got on that one?
Am I picking?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
SIU football game.
Yeah, I saw this.
It says from the 217, a 2015 alumni grab some breakfast on Saturday morning at Mary Lou's, head over to the tailgate for some pregame beverages, then head into the game around noon, finish the night at Pinch or Sticks.
It's too bad Trevor's in here to hear Sticks. He loves that place. 2015 alum. I'm a 1992 alum. You know what? I'll hang with you.
Another good one, a dream sports getaway. Go to the College Baseball World Series in Omaha.
I've got some friends that they try to do that every year, and they love it. And it's one thing that is so attainable and doable. I mean, Omaha is what, 8 hours?
Sounds about right.
Maybe 8 hours away. And to be able to go and watch baseball every day, a couple of games a day. And not only that, but you're mixed in with like SEC fans, a Big Ten fan, a Big 12 fan. I think that would be so cool. Pac-12, like Arizona State, was supposed to have a really good baseball team this year. I think they'll have the number one draft pick this year coming out of ASU. But how cool would that be to mix in with all those fans, and how cool would it be if Illinois was there?
It'd be sweet.
I mean, you almost had that, what, 4 years ago?
Dansby Swanson.
Ugh. Who was the pitcher that's now with the White Sox? Vandy had... Jeremy and I interviewed both. I think he interviewed Dansby.
Is he up on the team right now?
He hasn't really done that well. He's in a reliever role.
Couldn't tell you.
I can't think of it either. We'll think of it. Somebody will think of it. But, yeah, anyway. Yeah, that guy and then Dansby.
Ugh. Okay. What do you got?
So, what I thought... Yeah, we'll try to get to some more tomorrow. We apologize. Sure. Okay, so two things what I have. So, my first one would be... The Blues won the Stanley Cup last year, and I didn't go to a game. I was in St. Louis, a ballpark village, for Game 5, which was played in Boston. Was that right?
Game 5 in Boston?
Yeah. So we were at Ballpark Village, and we had a great time because Andrew and I had gone to a Cardinals game that day. Dakota Hudson pitched, shock. Cardinals won. Then we went over to Ballpark Village. Blues won. That was the game where the Blues should have been called for a trip. They weren't, and it led to the game-winning goal. And I know Bruins fans were not happy about that, but oh well. So since I didn't get to go to a game, it's kind of haunted me a little bit. Although it was still a great experience to see the Blues win a cup. If I could do this now, I would go to a Game 7. Blues would win, of course. A Game 7 of a cup title in Detroit. Because there are some... raw emotional memories of the Red Wings beating the Blues back when the Blues had some really good teams, including Stevie Eiserman from the Blue Line 1 year, I think beating John Casey in a triple overtime game where it just ended. Done. And that, if you would have won that series, the Blues would have been in the Cup. So there is still some ghosts that haunt me from that Red Wings, those Red Wings series that I want to get that done and get that out of my mind. So it would be Game 7 in Detroit, and the Blues win the Cup. The other one, everybody knows I love the Ryder Cup. It is my favorite event of anything. If I could do a Ryder Cup, and I've been to one in Chicago, I would like to do one overseas in Ireland. And I would go to the Royal County Down, is what it's called. That golf course opened in 1889. It's kind of the most... popular, if you will, most famous golf course in Ireland for a Ryder Cup day 3. United States down 9-6 to begin singles play.
Nice.
They storm back to win and get enough points to win it in Ireland. And then both the Irish and the Americans that are there just get sloppy drunk afterwards at all the pubs, and we just have a great time. Because it's my dream world where everybody gets along great.
A lot of Guinness? Or are you sick and bring Bud Light with you?
I'd have to bring... Is that part of my thing, part of my package? I can bring Bud Light with me?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I just go to the local bar, and I'll be like, I'll pay the same amount that you pay for a Guinness, but I want a Bud Light.
Okay.
And I'd probably have it come out of a Guinness tap so people think I'm drinking Guinness, so don't throw me out of the pub. All right, how about you?
All right, I've got two as well. I'm going a little simpler here, and this is actually... what I had in mind for my bachelor party is going to Milwaukee, a Brewers and Cardinals series. I mean, we're going to start off the night before.
Yes.
Not get too crazy, okay. But, you know, rock bottom's a spot I love to go. Mac and chicken is the go-to entree. Yeah, really good. Throw down some beers. The Brat House.
Oh.
Maybe the next morning or early afternoon
That just sounds
right.
You should go there.
Been there, had like a Bloody Mary to start, and then a Brat, and then maybe mix in some beer and see what happens. But the thing about Miller Park, you can tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some bags around, some beers, the grill.
That would be fun.
And then, of course, Brewers Cardinals. Now, if I want to get greedy here, we're going to turn Bernie's slide into a water slide. But it's a bachelor party, so we're going to just have a little bit extra fun.
So you get to use the slide.
Yeah.
Okay, during the game, almost like Arizona that's got the pool.
Exactly.
You get to actually use the slide.
Yeah.
Bernie gets a day off.
It's my dream.
Which the Brewers aren't going to hit any home runs that day anyway.
Flaherty's on the mound.
Flaherty throws a no-hitter, and Derek slides down the slide. That would be fun.
Nothing wrong could happen.
No. Do you fall into a big beer? That's what he does, right? Is it actually you falling into a...
See, he has a catch there where his costume just kind of stops. We're going to have a pool of something. We got a pool of beer.
Okay. So, just diving right into Bud Light.
The other one I thought of, the Buccaneers and Packers square off in Tampa.
Ooh.
In mid-October, a 3:30 kickoff. So, allows you the Saturday before to enjoy yourself. Now, I got to find... I'm thinking a sports bar on the beach where we can watch Illinois and Purdue.
Oh.
I'll have to let you... I'll call you up that morning and hope you're enjoying the tailgate and everything. And you'll have to give me the sights and sounds.
I'll give you the sights.
Bar on the beach or maybe Hooters and Clearwater. That'd be okay.
Yes.
And then find my way to the pirate ship in Tampa to watch Rodgers and Brady.
I love it. How cool would that be, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? That's a good call right there. I like that. And you're in the sunshine, Raymond James.
Yep.
I've seen 3 games at that stadium.
Have you really?
All Arizona losses. Well, including the Super Bowl.
Dang.
2009 Super Bowl.
I'm sorry.
And then one of the games I went, I paid a lot of money, made a big effort to get over there, and the Cardinals played so bad. And I stood up top where the players walk in. Never have done this before. Never probably will again. And I just berated the players. I'm like, how much money I came to watch you guys suck? And I was just like, I was to the point where the usher finally was like, I think you got your points across. I'm like, you're right. I'm out. I'm out. All right, buddy. That was a good thing.
That was fun.
If we get more, we'll read them tomorrow. Carson Fulmer. Thank you to everybody. We got a bunch of people sent that in. Not Tyler J. It was Carson Fulmer. And he still, I think, pitches with the White Sox. All right, tomorrow, who you got? Our final cumulative sim. This is going to be fun. We'll get it all done tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you then. It's The Drive.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.